Hey, welcome to the Build a Less Stress Worship Ministry email course. All right, so you're actually not reading this in your email. You're listening to it, and that's awesome. I wanted just to create a way for you to maybe be able to experience this this course that I'm putting out, this mini course, but maybe you're just someone who just really doesn't like to read or just learns better through audio. So here it is. Here's the audio version of it. So let's make sure, though, first, that you're in the right place. First, if you're a worship leader who's frustrated with not having enough time to get all the stuff done that you need to get done every week, you're in the right place. Or maybe if the Sunday after Sunday after Sunday demands make it so you can't focus on the stuff that attracted you into worship ministry in the first place, things like mentoring team members, developing musicians, songwriting and arranging, recording music, maybe planning jam nights, creating and leading special worship events, or whatever. If any of that is something that you've loved to do, but you just don't have time to do it anymore, you're in the right place. Now, maybe you have commitment or behavior issues with your team members, like they're showing up late, they're not practicing, there's gossiping on the team, there's complaining, there's some negative attitudes, and there's other dysfunctional team behavior. If that's true of your team, once again, you're in the right place. Or maybe you just feel like you're spinning your wheels week after week, month after month, and not making any significant improvement on your team. Well, you're in the right place. Okay, so if one or more of the above statements are true for you, you are definitely in the right place. And that place is part one of Build a Less Stress Worship Ministry email course. And you're in the audio version. Now, in this email course, we're going to talk about how creating or renovating 8 essential ministry systems will lower your stress, increase team commitment, and give you more time to do what you love. Now, if you've been a part of the worshipteamcoach.com or the worshipworkshop.com community for a while, you've probably heard the story about how I inherited like a really dysfunctional worship ministry when I first came to my church. It was like enough to make the Dalai Lama stress eat. I'm serious. All right, I'll get into that later. But anyway, I turned it around in large part by doing what we're going to talk about here. So let's get into lesson one, and that's this: why systems help you grow a less stress ministry. So why do systems make less stress? Let's answer that. So how do you create new systems or renovate current ones in order to make your worship ministry a less stress ministry? Well, the goal of this 3-part email course is to show you just that. When you have healthy, intentionally designed systems in every part of your worship ministry, you'll get more done in less time, you'll have less drama and fewer commitment issues on your team, and you'll be able to focus more on your favorite stuff that brought you into the worship ministry in the first place. All right, so great systems give you freedom and forward momentum. Let me say that again. Great systems give you freedom and forward momentum. Now, here's the thing. I didn't always think that way. If I heard someone talk about systems or processes or something like that, I'd be like, you know, this stuff is for the business world. I'm an artist who follows the leading of the Holy Spirit. No. I was an idiot who put my first few worship teams through organizational mayhem, all right? But here's the thing. When I learned about how systems affect our behavior, I was floored. It was the single most potent leadership concept I think I've ever learned. And because of learning that, I was able to transform my current worship ministry. When I took the reins, it was a leaderless worship team in shambles. No rehearsals, low commitment, dysfunctional behavior, and musical mediocrity at best, to name a few of the issues. All right, it took me several years to turn around that ministry, but now it's full of team members who love what they do and they love each other. And they also know their music before rehearsals and are committed to the weeks that they're scheduled. And I want to tell you something else. I actually had time and energy to do some of the things I loved, like write music and plan creative services. You know, and eventually the systems I built allowed me to lead my ministry in half the time so I could build resources like worshipteamcoach.com and worshipworkshop.com. So enough backstory. Let me get into why systems matter to you, your leadership, and your worship ministry. All right, so first, let me set the record straight. Some people hear the word systems and they get freaked out that it's some technological mystery or complicated thing. Systems are how you or your team get something done. Let me say that again. Systems are how you or your team get something done. It's that simple. For example, the way you and your team prepare musically for Sunday is a system. It's a preparation system. And so your preparation system is a complex process that combines events and activities like personal practice, rehearsals, warm-up, sound checks, and so on. And it combines those events and activities with different responsibilities and expectations for the team members. Like they have to go out and learn their songs and show up to rehearsal and things like that. Plus, besides the events and activities and the responsibilities and expectations for team members, there are different responsibilities and expectations for you as the leader. You have to plan the songs in advance so the team can practice. You have to post the charts and the recordings of the songs so they have access to them. You need to run an efficient rehearsal and so on. And so you see how getting your team to practice is a complex system. All right, so here's the good and the bad news about systems. You already have a system for everything. How you plan the music, how you schedule your team, the way you run rehearsals, how you distribute music, the way you qualify people, and so on. Those are all systems. They might be accidental and they might be unintentional systems, but they're still the process by which you get something done. All right? And here's the sobering truth. The systems you have in place right now are ideally suited to get what you're getting right now. Let me read that again. The systems you have in place right now are ideally suited to get what you're getting right now. All right? So if you have a team member who backs out at the last minute or even no-shows, that's related to a system problem. Now, are there heart issues at play here? Sure, but that behavior keeps repeating because your system, whatever it is, allows it to keep repeating, all right? So systems, they create behavior, good or bad. And really, that's fantastic news because as leaders, we can't change someone's attitude or heart, but we can change the systems that allow an attitude or a heart issue to go unchecked. All right? Let me say that again. As leaders, we can't change someone's attitude or their heart, but we can change the systems that allow an attitude or heart issue to continue unchecked. All right, so if you have a good system, you will, over time, create a good culture and behavior in your ministry, and that creates less stress for you. That's where we're going here. We want to have a less stress ministry. We want to be able to get more done in less time and be passionate about what we're doing. All right. Now, as I teach on this, I hear variations of the same question. And that question basically is this: what about being led by the Holy Spirit? Doesn't all this system stuff just push out God? All right, here's the thing. I used to think that until someone pointed me to this. God is a God of systems. Now, if you look at both creation and you look at leadership examples in Scripture, you're going to see that God makes things happen through systems. I mean, think about the solar system, all right? And think about your respiratory system. God gets things done with systems. And then take a look at Exodus 18, where Jethro comes to Moses and tells him he needs to change the way he's leading his team and he needs to set up a system. And then in Acts 6, the disciples, the apostles, were trying to teach and preach, and they didn't have time to help the widows and things like that, and so they created the deacons, all right? And that was a system of leadership, all right? So you see that systems were implemented by people for God's work, and really our systems are simply tools to help us do the work of ministry more effectively. All right, another question I get is this. I'm in a blank church, all right? Will these 8 systems really work for me? All right, so fill in that blank with whatever your church is. Smaller, bigger, modern, traditional, elder-led, house, reformed, liturgical, Catholic, Pentecostal, charismatic, asthmatic, evangelical, urban, rural, multi-ethnic, multi-campus, biker, cowboy, pancake-eating, whatever. Whatever kind of church you're in, these eight systems are needed for almost every kind of worship ministry. You know, and I'm not sure where the pancake-eating churches are, but I want to be a part of that kind of church. Anyway, so in the next email lesson or the next audio lesson, if you're going to be listening to these, we're going to get into what the eight essential systems are. But for now, let me give you one more thing that I hear from people. I don't have time to work on systems. All right. So let me remind you gently of the two-part truth that punched me in the throat when I first learned it. Truth part one. Again, you already have these eight systems. Whether they're intentional or accidental, they're probably already there. Truth part two. The systems that you have in place, whether they're deliberate or not, are ideally designed to get the kind of results that you're getting right now. Again, the systems you have in place right now are ideally designed to get the kind of results that you're getting right now. So if you have problems with people coming in late or showing up unprepared, or your new musicians take way too long to get up to speed, there are systems that are producing those negative results. All right. So the key is to intentionally renovate your systems to get the results you want to get. Now, again, in part two of this mini course, we're going to dig into what the eight essential systems actually are. And you'll get a tool to see how you're doing with each one and some questions to really start the renovation process. But before we get to part two, I want to know a little bit more about you and your ministry. So please answer this for me. What would healthier and more effective ministry systems mean for you? Let me ask that again so you can be thinking since you're all probably on the go. What would healthier and more effective ministry systems mean for you? Maybe it might mean that you just get to spend more time with your family. Maybe it might mean more freedom for you to engage in passion projects like songwriting and planning special worship events or recording a worship album with your team or whatever it is. Or maybe for you, a healthier and more effective ministry system might mean a more focused and committed team. And it might mean less stress from the drama that ensues from unhealthy team members. And maybe having more effective systems means making big time progress with your worship ministry since you're getting your team to all go in the same direction. All right. So whatever it is, what would healthier and more effective ministry systems mean for you? And seriously, I'd love for you to respond. And you can do that one of two ways. You can respond to the email you got about this and just shoot me back an email. Or better yet, I'd love for you to do this one, is on the bottom of this page where you are either listening to this audio or you've downloaded it, is there's a comment section. And I'd love for you to leave your comment there of what would healthier and more effective ministry systems mean for you. All right. So go ahead and write that in the comments below. There's hopefully other people commenting as well that you can maybe even interact with them. All right. And if you found this email lesson, this audio lesson helpful, and you think other worship leaders can use it, please share it. And you can do so by forwarding the email to them or just sharing the links to this page so they can read part one. All right. That's it for lesson one of building a less stress worship ministry. Now, in a few days, be watching for part two, where we talk about what the eight essential systems actually are. All right. And make sure you comment below. All right. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.